Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, Lord Jesus, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. Hallelujah. No matter, hallelujah, what kind of news you got today, bad news, hallelujah, we still will rejoice and be glad in it, hallelujah, because we know who our Father is, hallelujah. No matter that situation, Lord God, hallelujah, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, hallelujah. That situation is not going to have power, hallelujah, over us or over me, hallelujah, because we're going to give it to the Lord, hallelujah. We're going to put it in his hands, hallelujah, because the battle, hallelujah, the battle is not ours, hallelujah. It's the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name, his wonderful name, his powerful name. Oh, I just bless his name right now. I just bless his name. I pray everyone, hallelujah, had a safe day, hallelujah, had a prosperous day, hallelujah. Everybody is good, healthy, Lord God. I just praise them. I just glorify them. I just give them all the praise because he's worthy and he's an excellent God, hallelujah. I'm going to play this song, Excellent is His Name, by the Chicago Mass Choir. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that everybody hear the song, hallelujah. It was how excellent is thy name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Angels bow before you, hallelujah. And angels bow before you and the whole world adore you, Lord God. Oh, how excellent, hallelujah, is your name, that name, that for name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We just praise you anyway, anyhow, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Lord God. We give you all the honor, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, for seeing the sunrise this morning, hallelujah. Oh, what are you thankful for, hallelujah? I'm thankful, hallelujah, for good health, hallelujah. I thank God for the healing spirit, hallelujah. Oh, I thank God, hallelujah, that he wrote, He protected us all through the night, Lord God, all through the day, Lord Jesus. Oh, I am so thankful, hallelujah. Oh, what is you thankful for, hallelujah. I praise his name today, hallelujah. I'm so thankful for being clothed in my right mind, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, what are you thankful for, Lord God? I just thank the Lord, hallelujah. I thank him, hallelujah. I thank him for the blood that he shed on the cross, hallelujah. How many know the blood still works, hallelujah. The blood still works, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for saving me, hallelujah, from saving me from a world of sin, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, I just thank him today. I thank him today. I thank the Lord today, hallelujah, because without him, I don't know, hallelujah. I don't know where I would be, hallelujah. Oh, I give him praise. I give him praise. I give him praise. I just thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Yes. Wonderful yes. Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus.
Yes.
I glorify his name. Hallelujah. I glorify his name. I just thank him. I just thank him that we can come to him with confidence and boldness, hallelujah, and make our petition known unto him, Lord God, and he will answer according, hallelujah, according to his will, hallelujah, not my will, not your will, hallelujah, but according to his will, hallelujah, he will answer, and he will hear us, hallelujah, he will hear us, hallelujah, hallelujah, I thank God, I thank God, I thank him for who he is. I thank him, hallelujah. He has a plan for us, a plan of good, hallelujah, and not of evil, hallelujah, a plan of hope so we can endure, hallelujah. We can endure down here, hallelujah, down here on this earth. And he give us the power. He give us the power. He gives us the power to endure. He gives us the authority, hallelujah. I just thank him. I just thank him. I just glorify him in the name of Jesus. Sing the song. Yes, Lord. Praise hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on this pilgrim journey, Lord, I need you.
Hold my hand. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus
We can't do anything without your word, Lord God. This is our spiritual bread. Your word is our spiritual bread. Like we need food for our physical health, hallelujah. We need God's word. We need the word of God, hallelujah, for our spiritual food, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Now just have your way. Just have your way in the man of God. Hallelujah. Touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah. As he bring the word of God. Hallelujah. Because we need the word. Can't express it more. The word of God is that's going to bring us and that's going to carry us. Hallelujah. And we hide it in our heart. We hate it in our heart because we don't want to sin against God. Hallelujah. We don't want to do the will of God. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, Holy Spirit, just come and rest upon us, upon him, as he bring the word in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Amen. Amen. I want to take time to give honor to God, for he is the healer of my life. He's the one that makes it possible for me to keep on keeping on. I want to thank my wife for her part in this service because she's a great inspiration and a motivator to you all. My wife, Amanda, we've been on this station for a little while now, but God is using her more and more. But every now and then we find that when we try to do God's will, sometimes the devil will try to get in our way, to try to stop us from seeing God's will being done. But the devil can't do anything because God got all power in his hand.
Amen.
God can open up doors that no man can close. God can close doors that the devil can't even open. You see, and I want to thank Apostle Mercer for allowing this radio station to continue on week after week, day after week. It's not an easy job when you are dealing with people and not only dealing with people, doing what God would set your heart to do. And because the devil don't want to see this program going on. But we are still standing on this rock of Jesus because Jesus is the rock that we stand on. No devil in hell can knock us from standing on this rock. I tell you, when Wednesday comes around, I'm always ready to be able to participate in this service. I just want to thank you all for just being with us at a time like this.
Yes.
Because we are living now in the last days.
Yes.
Because the world is in a travail right now. The world is very dark right now. But I tell you, we come to shed some light upon the world. So let us look now to the Lord and pray. Most Holy God, our Heavenly Father, it is again that we come calling on your holy and righteous name. Lord, we come now because you says, whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountain that will never run dry. Right now, Lord, we are coming because we need you right now. The world needs you right now. Lord, I pray that you would fill us right now with your Holy Spirit and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. Lord, guide me, Lord, through this service tonight. Guide me, Lord. Let me be lifted up above this here place, Lord. You speak to me and allow your words to fall on listening ears that they become. If they don't know you, they become crying, what must I do to be saved? Bless now these here, your people, Lord. Bless these people that is here on this radio station right now, Lord. Keep them, Lord. Keep them under the shadow of your wing. Protect them, Lord. Guide them, Lord. And, Lord, and then when the time comes, Lord, when we can't do no more, we pray, Lord, that you would still have a place for us, a place that's not made by hand, but a place eternity in the heavens. Now, Lord, as I go, Lord, come and go with me. Stand by me in every way. Lift me up, Lord, above this year, even this year, what I'm about to do, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name, I pray, and for your sake, I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to be coming from Isaiah, the second chapter, and I'm going to be reading from the second verse down to the fifth verse. Isaiah, the second chapter, and the second verse down through the fifth verse. And I'm going to be reading tonight. I don't use it much, but I'm going to be using the NIV version of the Bible. And it reads as the following: in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. As the highest of the mountains, it will be exalted above the hills. All nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his path. The law will go out from Zion. The word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many people. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. The fifth verse here says, come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And I'm going to be using for my subject, walking in the light of the Lord, taken from the second chapter of Isaiah in the fifth verse, walking in the light of the Lord. We know that we are living, seem like it's our last days, and we have to be walking in that light so that when the time comes, we will be able to be saved. You see here, Isaiah, he was saying in the last days that the Temple Mount will rise higher than all other mountains and hills. He said that nations will stream to its exalted place. But fulfilling God's promise to Abraham that all the families of the earth will be blessed. So while Jerusalem faces earthly judgment, the city's sin will not fall away God's grand plan. One day the nations will desire to go to the exalted mountain of God to learn God's ways. One day they will walk in his path according to the law. In that day, God will rule among the nations with justice and peace and bring peace to those. Since the future belongs to God, the people of God should even now walk in his light. Anticipate that the future day is at hand. So what I'm saying here is that the day is at hand now, that we must walk in God's light. You know, we as people, even in the church and outside of the church, we always have something to say. We have all this lip service and all of these things, but then we talk about one another and then we put ourselves in a category where are we in the light of God? Are we walking the way that Jesus walked over 2,000 years ago? Are we going out to the world and preaching and teaching God's gospel to the sick and to those that is in need of a physician? Are we doing what God has sent his son to teach us how to do? Are we just sitting back and just going to church and sitting back in the pews and not doing anything to walk like God's son Jesus walked in the light? He says, I am the light of the world. In me there is no darkness. If we are a new creation, we need to walk like Jesus walked. We have to love like Jesus loved. You see, there's hungry people out here. I'm not talking about alcohol hungry. I'm talking about spiritually hungry. They need to have spiritually food granted to them day and day and time again. And we as soldiers in the army of the Lord, we should be rendering those things so that their souls would not be lost, because the end time is coming and they are going to be lost if somebody don't go out there and feed them when they're hungry for the word. So sitting back talking about them, we need to be feeding them the spiritual food that God has fed us time and time again. Walk now in the light of the Lord, because in the light of the Lord, there is no darkness. In the light of the Lord, you see, Matthew, the fourth chapter, tells us that even in the darkness have seen a great light. And that great light is Jesus, the one that sets high and the one that looks lower. He is talking about Jesus. Listen here. He said the people lived in darkness have seen a great light. Of those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned, and that light is Jesus, the bright morning star, the lily of the valley, the first of 5,000. You see, that light has come to pass because that light is Jesus. And without Jesus being a light in our lives, we still in the dark. Listen, you don't want to be in the dark when Jesus comes back looking for the church without a spot or wrinkle. You want to come in now out the dark and let the light of Jesus shine in your life, because right now the world is in a terrible situation. There's darkness all over the face of the world. Let me take you back now. Let me take you back to Noah. You see, that world was in terrible shape then, where there was barely a righteous man. Darkness all over the world. But God seen Noah. He was a just man. And by Noah being a just man, Noah was saved, and his family was saved, not by Noah himself. The family went into the ark. God had told Noah, and God is telling us today, as God told Noah, he says, it's going to rain. I'm going to cause a flood to come upon the face of the earth. You see, rain, it tell me my Bible says, the rain began to come, and the people that was in the darkness, they tried to get in. But you see, God got a way to lock the doors, and no man can open a door after God locks it. So God locked Noah and his family and the animals they took with him in that boat, in that ark. And then when the wind's on the outside, it was too late. They were swallowed up in that flood. You see, the same thing is going to happen today. But God said, I'm not going to cause rain no more. The days. By far this time, you see, I come to tell you, you've got to walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. Yeah, because we are in the end time. You see, Jesus has delivered us because he went to the cross. What? He took our sins. What? Our burdens. In the heat of the day. What? But we are not. Still haven't learned anything. Some of us are still walking in the dark. Some of us are still just like we was in kindergarten, trying to learn. But we are not in kindergarten no longer. The world, the word hasn't preached to four corners of the earth. Every one of us know and have heard the word at some point in time. But let me tell you, if you have not heard the word, something is wrong. Because the word is being preached over the radio station, churches, in the world. The word is being preached. So what I say here is, you got to come in. Come in out the dark. You see, let me use an illustration about the dark. You see, if we could walk around in the dark, we wouldn't have to pay no light bill. If we could see in the dark, we wouldn't have to cut our lights. We would get up to go room to room. But see, the light shows us the way to where we are trying to get. So here is the light now. Jesus is the light now that shows us where we are going. If the light goes out, you're going to find yourself stumbling around in the dark. But with Jesus, he is the light that shines in the darkness. The darkness comprehends what? It not. Because the light of Jesus is too powerful for the darkness to shine out. Because the bright light, a light that shines in all four corners of the world. Jesus, the light of the world. Here, I'm moving on. Jesus is the light of the world. In Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 14th verse tells us, you are the light of the world. Town built on a hill cannot be hid. And the 15th verse says, neither do people light a lamp, put it on a bowl. And still, they put it on its stand. And it gives light to everyone in the house. The same way. Let your light shine before others that they see your good deeds and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The light that we have living on the inside of us, our Father God is glorified from it. You see, we are the salt and the light are the first indication that presents of the kingdom. It produces, it changes our lives. As Jesus, disciples go into the world as salt. The reality of and my brothers, true disciples, will never lose what made them disciples, because they are changed people, sinners made by the life of the kingdom of heaven, false disciples, however, who simply attempt to put on the favor of the kingdom of life. Their salt is only an external flavor, not a really personal change. Jesus said, if the salt has lost its favor, it is good for nothing, but you trample under the feet of who? Men. So we are the salt of the earth. In us, there should be no darkness. Because Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And in me, there is no darkness. So here, as I move on, just a little further, if you got your light living on the inside of you, you don't have to walk around with no sign on your back or on your chest saying that I am a Christian. Because the light that's on the inside, it will shine through the inside to the outside. And the outside will be full of light. My Bible, Matthew 6, chapter tells me the 22nd verse, your whole body will be full of light. Lord, have mercy. Our whole body, not just our hands, not just our feet, not just our head, not just our legs, not just our inner part, but the whole body will be full of light, because the light of Jesus have taken up residence in us. And when the light of Jesus take up residence, stay with us until we let it go. I tell you right now, we put paws on one another. But when we go astray, it's nobody's fault but our own. When the time comes, when Jesus comes back looking for a church with just a spot or rancor, there's no use, my sisters and brothers, for us to try to blame the pastor, try to blame the people. We are in fault. We are in blame for our own salvation. Jesus is the light. Come now. Let us walk in the light. There's going to come a time where we're going to be our sword in the plowshares. We're going to out spells into pruning hooks. The nations will not take up sword again against nations. Nor will they train for war anymore. They gonna study war no more. In that bright get up morning, every day gonna be Sunday. Sabbath will have no end. In that great get up morning, the light that shines is gonna lead us from this world to eternity in the heavens above. You saw, if you put on the light, if you walk in the light, walk in the light. You are not walking all by yourself. If you walk in the light, you are not alone, because Jesus is the light that we are walking in. Jesus has lit our lamp, and our lamp should burn. If you let your lamp go out, you are falling back in the darkness. Every day of our lives, we should press on to beyond the darkness. Jesus has gave us a direct light to follow him. And if we follow after him, we will not fall by the wayside. If we keep our hand in the hand of him, we got to be able to beat the devil on his own chosen ground. But if we don't follow Jesus, if we don't follow that light that shines in the heavens above, we're going to lose this battle that we are fighting. The war is not ours. The battle is not ours. It is the Lord if we have the light of him living in us. Walk in the light. The beautiful light. Ah, Jesus. He shines it all around us. He guides us. He keeps us. We don't have to worry about anything at all. But the time like these, I know we need a Savior. Times like these, we need an anchor. Times like these, we need a way out. Times like these, we need to keep our hand in Jesus' hand. He is. You feel, my sisters and brothers, do you feel the nails that were drawn in his hands? Do you feel the nail scars that left there in his hands? Jesus paid it all so that we can have the light of the tree of life. He gave us the light that no man can put out. But Jesus is the light of this world. In him, there's no darkness. So walk in the light, that beautiful light that shines all around us. Jesus is that light. And in him, there is no darkness. You see here, the eye is the lamp of the body. The Bible says if your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, whole body will be full of darkness. Then the light within you is darkness. How great is that darkness? Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about here? Well, I'm talking about no one can serve two masters. Either you hate one and love the other, or you will be devoid to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and the devil. You see, you got to one, the only one you can love. And I recommend Jesus because I recommend him. Because he is the rose in Sharon. He is the lily in our valley. He is our bright and morning star. He is the first 5,000, 10,000 men, women, boys, or girls all across the world. Because who is he? He is Jesus, the Christ, the one that gave us his life so that we can have the right to the tree of life. Jesus is his name. He went down into Job 5:2, stayed there 3 long days. He got up with all power in his hand, went on back to the Father, said, Father, here I am. I am who I say I am. I'm Jesus, the Christ, the one that made it possible so that we can live. Made it possible so that we can have another chance when we go down from this place and go down in Job's part 2. We're not going to stay there because our soul is glorified to be with the Lord. Because Jesus, he paid the price so that we can have the resurrection of life instead of dying and staying dead. Because he is the light. And we should walk in this light. Because the light is the way out for all of us. If you don't have the light living in you, you see, you're going to fall by the wayside. We find that the world is so confused right now. And they are all mixed up. But I know there's a highway that leads to eternal life. And to get on that highway, you have to be walking in the light and following Jesus. Because that highway is a narrow way. The Bible says on that highway, there's going to be few traveling on that highway. But I stop by here to let you know, if you are on the Broadway, turn around, my sisters and my brothers. Go and get on the narrow way. Because on that narrow way, you're going to see a light shine in the head of you. It guides you to eternal life. Because Jesus is on that narrow way. He has erected that narrow way. But on the Broadway, the devil is directing the Broadway. You don't want to be on that Broadway. So get your house in order. Because time is running out. Time is winding up. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Today is not promised to you. Tonight is not promised to you. Because God's Son Jesus said, I'm coming like a thief in the night. I'm coming when you are unaware. I'm not going to break in, but I'm coming. You don't know the day or the hour when I'll come back for my church. Looking for a church without a smile or a record, but I'm coming. Jesus is on his way back. We better get on the right road. We better follow it coming out to darkness. Because the darkness is going to smother us. Darkness is going to overshadow us because we don't know where we're going. Because we are being led by the devil. And when we're in the darkness, we're going to stumble around. We're going to stumble and we're going to fall. There is no eternal life. There is no heaven in the darkness. There is eternal life in the darkness. Because everyone that's following after the devil, and when the time Jesus comes back, they still going to live. They're going to be living in hell. They're going to live in hell for eternity. My Bible says there are going to be brimstones and fire in hell. I don't want to go there. I don't know about you. So if you don't want to go there, this is the time. This is the time that you would walk in the light of the Lord. Because when you walk in the light of the Lord, you will not lose, because the light of the Lord is the only way that's going to lead us to our destiny, home where there is, we don't have to worry about no medicine no more. We don't have to worry about no doctor bills no more. We don't have to worry about no bills coming upon us no more. Every day going to be Sunday. Sabbath will have no end. There's going to be a great get-up moment where everything going to come together. There's never going to be no hattie, never no goodbyes. I want to get there. And the only way that I'm going to get there, I'm going to leave this with you. I got to continue on walking in the light of the Lord. Because in the light of the Lord, there's safety. In the light of the Lord, there's protection. In the light of the Lord, there is deliverance. In the light of the Lord, there is safe haven. I know what I'm saying now. I once was lost in sin. And Jesus came and he took me in. He set my feet on the muddy clay. And now I can run this race with patience that he has set before me. In Jesus I live. In Jesus I die. And I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to talk with him. I'm going to allow him to lead me. I'm going to allow him to guide me at a time like these. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. So get on. You're not on the right road. If you're still walking in the dark, I recommend you have a turnaround and begin to walk in the light. Because when you walk in the light, you're going to find peace. You're going to find happiness. And you're going to find that Jesus loves you. In spite of. Thank you so much. Walking in the light of the Lord. I am so glad that Jesus found me in the nick of time.
Yes.
I had run. And I seemed like I couldn't find my way. My friends forsaken me. But the Lord, he took me up. And when he took me up, he didn't turn his back on me. We find in this world, in my closing, that the ones that we set by day after day, Sunday after Sunday, they proclaim to be our friends. Sometimes we can call them up on the telephone or go by to even see them when we're in need of something, and they turn back on us. I'm so glad that Jesus is not like that. Because Jesus says, I'll never leave you, my son.
Yes.
I will never forsake you. I will always abide with you until the end of the ages. When you walk, I'm going to walk with you. And when you can't even walk on your own, I'm going to pick you up and carry you. Y'all remember, there was two sets of footprints was in the sand, and then after a while you seen just one set. And Jesus said, that's the time when I'm carrying you. When we go through something, don't you think now, if you're walking in the light of Jesus, you're not all by yourself, because he would not leave you, and he would not allow you to go astray. He always is there. It's where he leads you. See, if we are walking in the dark, got a few minutes, if we are walking in the dark, you know who is leading us? It's not Jesus. The devil is out front of us. And I come by here to let you know that whoever's out there lead us, that's why we have to tell Satan, get thee behind me, Satan. Stay behind me. You can't lead me. Because I don't know where you're going to carry me to. There ain't but one place, and that's to damnation. But I want Jesus. Songwriter said, I want Jesus to lead me. Lead me, Jesus, lead me. All the way from earth to heaven. Lead me all the way home. Because, Jesus, you are a mighty good leader. I don't want you to be pushing me. I want you to lead me. Because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even talk without you speaking through me. Jesus, lead me and guide me. because I want to be walking in that light. And that light is Jesus. Most holy God, our Heavenly Father, it is again, Lord, that I come now to close out this part of service. I come now, Lord, because I thank because you are so good to me. You are better to me than I am to myself. Lord, your word that has been preached tonight out of the book of Isaiah, the second chapter, fifth verse, where you tell us, let us walk in the light, your light. That light is beautiful. And Lord, we want to be there. I want to thank you right now, Lord, for going with me and standing by me. During my downtrods and during my upbringing, you've been there. Lord, during my stay here, you have stayed with me. Lord, where my mother and my father, they left me and went on to be with you, but I'm still here. And you are still here with me, Lord, and I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you for this journey I've been on for 50-some years. I've been on this journey. I've been knocked down, but not torn down. You have always reached way down. You have always picked me up, Lord. When I fell by the wayside, my sisters and my brothers, my friends and those that I walk with daily, they walked on by, left me alone. But, Lord, you stayed with me. Lord, you bid there for me. Lord, you bid the food on my table, the clothes on my back, the shelter on my head. Lord, you bid there for me. And so I stand right now, Lord, to say, thank you, because you are the one that lifted me up when I was in the barley crib. You are the one that brought me up to valley when I was down in the deep valley. And set my feet on a solid rock. I thank you now, Lord. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for this radio station. I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing here. I thank you for my wife, Amanda, for doing what you are doing through her. Keeping her, Lord, under the shadow of your way. Thank you, Lord, for Apostle Mercer right now. Keep her, Lord, her family. Let her stand as you would have her to stand. Now that I go, Lord, I want to thank those that listen day after day, week after week. Let them be at peace. Let them walk in that light. Yeah. That light that shines beyond darkness. Let them be able to fulfill what you would have for them to fulfill. Yeah. Guide them now, Lord. Take care of them, Lord. And lift them up if they have fallen by the wayside. Let them know that you are God. And besides you, there is none other. Now, Lord, as I go to my seat, and as I finish this off, Lord, I just want to thank you. Now may your grace rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth and evermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray. For your sake, I ask it all. Amen. 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 My phone number again is 804-313-5877. Thank you so much and be blessed.